changes his church as he chooses. Back in Corinth, the believers were arguing about who does what in church and what were the best jobs to do. So Paul reminds them that the church is a body. And just as a human body has many parts, so the church is one body with many parts. We looked at this passage in Climbers last week and had fun with it together, because what Paul says next is quite entertaining. I think we're meant to find it funny. Imagine if your foot said, "I'm not a hand, so I'm not part of the body." Or your ear said, "I'm not an eye, so I'm not part of the body." Well, of course our feet and our ears are part of the body. We really need them. We'd really struggle without them. And it's the same with the church. If you find yourself thinking, "I'm not like him, I'm not like her, I'm not really part of St. Peter's," well, God says, yes, you are. You really matter too. Paul continues. Imagine if your whole body wanted to be an eye or an ear. Well, apart from looking really weird, that wouldn't work either. How would you hear? How would you smell? It's an odd picture, isn't it? Of every body part wanting to be the same, doing the same thing. Imagine if this morning, if we did exactly the same thing, if we all stood up to lead or read at once, or if we wanted to play the piano, we had 100 pianos in here, and playing the piano all at the same time, what a racket we'd make. And we certainly wouldn't work together or help each other. What great news then, that just as God our Creator has designed the human body, with each part in its place, so God arranges his church as he chooses, with each person playing their part. So if you believe in Jesus, you belong to the body, the church, and God will put you just where he wants you. Now, some of you must be wondering what on earth Cliff was up to up here doing some flower arranging at the beginning of the service. I think it's safe to say that flower arranging isn't his forte. Mary was putting the final touches to her flowers. She's on the flower rota, and she knows what she's doing. She knows how to take the different flowers and foliage and arrange them carefully to form a beautiful display. And Cliff, well, he tried. He's not done it before, which shows. I said that if you were looking from the ceiling, looking down, they might not look too bad, but... Yeah, these flowers look beautiful to us from here. It is all a bit messy, to be honest, Cliff. But thank you for trying. I don't think he really wanted to. I did put him up to it. That's not to say that men can't arrange flowers. Nor does it mean that Cliff is useless and that he doesn't belong. As we know, he's church warden. He's on the shared leadership team. And he co-leads CY, our youth group. We just might not put him on the flower rota. But this is the point. God arranges his church as he chooses. Just as Mary knows how to arrange the different elements of her display with each piece in its place, so God knows how to arrange his church as he chooses with each one of us in our place. And so if we believe in Jesus, we belong. If we believe in Jesus, we belong. Let's think about the foliage. The foliage doesn't say, "I'm not a flower, so I don't belong." It may be different, but it contributes to the beauty of the whole. Or let's take a sunflower. Sorry, Cliff. Or if every part of this display wanted to be a sunflower. Well, sunflowers are great. I love them, but the display wouldn't be as special or colourful, would it? So we don't say, "Because I'm not preaching or praying or flower arranging, I don't belong." You may be collecting cups or cleaning or chatting to newcomers or whatever it might be. But we all play our part in the body in different ways, and we all need each other, just as a body needs every part to fully function. God knows each one of us the gifts and time and temperament and experience he's given us, and God arranges his church as he chooses. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you arrange your church as you choose. Thank you for St. Peter's Church and for your work in and through us. Please help us to believe in Jesus and know that we belong to the body, the church. May we not feel unwanted, unimportant, or unnecessary. Please show each of us how to play our part with the gifts and abilities you've given us as we serve one another in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
St. Peter's. And let's think about this a little bit more now. How can I illustrate this next point? Now, we've done the flowers. Can't do that again. What's this? Bag full of bits. Let's see. What are these from? What do you reckon these are from?
A bike.
Yeah, could be, couldn't it? Could be a bike. Yeah, what have we got in here? Let's have a look. We've got, what do you call that, Neil?
Chain ring.
Yeah, couldn't think of the word. We've got a chain ring. We've got a mud guard. Ooh, looks like a brake cable or a gear cable. It's a thing from a handlebars, isn't it? There and so on. Well, it's an odd collection of greasy old chain. I'll put that back in the bag, I think. Odd collection of bits, but of course in the hands of a skilled mechanic, well, of course, what would happen? Well, they'd magically transform into a bike, wouldn't they? Would you just come and hold it for me? Yeah? Just come around the back here and just hold that for me, please. Thank you very much. Brilliant. Okay. Now, but imagine that this part of the bike, which is the... that's that one. This one.
Brake.
Imagine that the brake lever said to the brake block, "I don't need you." What would happen?
It wouldn't stop.
It could be a bit of a disaster, couldn't it? If you go down Grove Hill Road, straight into the station without stopping. Yeah, that would be a bit of a disaster. Or imagine that the chain said to the back wheel, "I don't need you." Wouldn't move at all, would it? Useless. Hopeless. That's right. So each part needs each other, don't they? So as we'll see on the screen here, the parts that seem to be weaker, like, for example, a brake block or a greasy chain, can't say, "I don't need you." The parts that are weaker are actually indispensable. Yeah, the brake blocks, I think there's one in here. Let's see if we can find one. Look, I mean, they're not very impressive, are they? Not very impressive, but really indispensable if you're going to ride your bike. And it's a bit like that in church life. Thanks very much. Rocco Raphael. Which one? Raphael. Sorry. I always get you too muddled up. Right, thank you very much. Brilliant. And it's true, isn't it? As we look around, and sometimes we ourselves feel, don't we? Oh, look, I'm not great for church. I'm weak. I'm not very well educated. I'm getting on a bit. I can't do the things I used to do. I don't have many skills. I certainly can't do flowers like that, and I couldn't preach or lead the prayers, and I can't play like Debbie, so I'm useless. But God says, "No, you're not. You are indispensable to the church. You are critical to the life of the church." Which is a great relief, isn't it? That's a great thing to know. God has arranged you here as a critical part of St. Peter's. And then, and the next one, next verse, 23, says, The parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. Let's put that another way. The people that we think are less special, we treat as extra special. The people that we look at and think they're not so special, actually, we treat them as being extra special. Now, sometimes we look around, don't we? Let's be honest. We look at other people and we think they're nothing special. But actually, in the church family, what we do, if you look at people and we say, you are extra special. Why? Because verse 24, God has combined the members of the body. God has put you and me here at St. Peter's with one another, and he himself has given greater honour to the parts that lacked it. Do you get that? God himself honours the people who appear to be weak or frail or uneducated or unskilled. God says, I think you're extra special. Wow. That's not the way the world would think, is it? There's not many companies who'd think like that. But we do in the church, and that's how God views us. What a special community he has created here for us. So let's pray. Let's thank him for that. Let's pray now. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the way that you have brought us together here at St. Peter's. And we thank you that whatever gifts, whatever talents we do or don't have, you treat us as indispensable, as very special, as honourable. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the way that our church community is so very different from the world, from any other club or society. We thank you, Father, for the privilege of being part of your church, your body, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.